Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A week from tomorrow, we're getting ready for our Hometown Heroes event. And again, this is our seventh year. Five otherwise ordinary people who have done extraordinary things, and they do them every day, where doing the right thing never takes a day off. Our theme is Love is Stronger Than Hate. Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers will deliver a keynote, and the great Smokey Robinson is our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, and you're going to hear from Smokey right after the news at 9. If you have a chance, please, because he has a great Pittsburgh connection, a really important one. His wife, Frances, is from here, and he has some other treasures of Pittsburgh he want to share with you. Meantime, we also have artist Jonna Prasek in studio this morning, who's done fabulous work. I know you've seen his work because you don't have to go far around this city where you can find it. And Jonna, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on this wonderful show.
Yeah, man, you were part of our spaghetti breakfast.
Oh, it's like, hey, there's no nuns today and we're not outside, so it's...
Well, you had a very close relationship with the Little Sisters of the Poor, which is how we got connected there.
Correct. My mom was a resident there for 5 years, and they took great care of her, and they helped her go to her next chapter, and it was wonderful. And I always said someday, if my mom was not there, I would do something for the sisters. So my wife and I are involved. We help out with art.
You can't go wrong there, yeah. Brother, helping the Little Sisters of the Poor.
I love
you. You also do this for so many other people, too. But you have a story of your own, you know, as a young man at age 13 and suffering 13 years with colitis. You had life-saving surgery.
Yeah, I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, I had 11. When you have colitis for a long period of time, cancer sets in. So they were able to give me a huge operation called a totoproctalectomy. So it's an ostomy. I've had a permanent ileostomy. 36 years now. It saved my life, and it gave me a second chance. I was blessed.
A cancer survivor, and that's how
I met you. And a colitis survivor.
Yes.
Bradshaw.
Is that right?
The first day was, that. Remember when Terry came back, and he was behaving that time? And it was 2003?
I do, because he was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. And then my painting was 4 foot by 4. He signed it, and you auctioned off. They got 10 grand. All that money went to Dapper Dan Charities, Larry. Thank you.
That was an incredible night. And then we kind of connected because I like the fact that your art you have utilized in such a philanthropic way. But you can see your art everywhere.
I'm like a green manure. Just spread me around. Well, I get sand from the Monongahela River, and I use enamel paints. So in the art world, the rules are no rules, and I've made a living at it. And it's been wonderful to pass this on to people.
And you married an artist.
Oh, she's the artist in the family. Maria DeSimone Prasek, mariasideas.com. She's a longtime muralist and painter in Pittsburgh, 37 years. How about that?
Is that how long you've been married?
No, 28 years, but 28, Maria's been in business 37
she's
years.
She's been in business 37. I was going to say, you look too young to be married 37
hey, I turned 6-0 last month. I'm here. That's crazy.
That is, but you know what? Your art is forever.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to feature a new piece that you did for our Heroes event and describe it because we want people to go to our website and see it and to go to yours.
Well, it's called Pittsburgh Daylight. It's been out there for a while. It's also, I've been with Sarah's Chocolates for years, Sarah's Candies. It's been gracing the box of that for 7 years, a great Pittsburgh company. So I shrink wrapped the print. I'm donating also a Sarah's box for your Hometown Heroes great event, Larry, and that should get a few bucks, I would imagine. It's Pittsburgh.
And we're going to feature it, I heard, in our hallways here, too.
Yeah, there's going to be a metal print of mine within 2 weeks. It's 30 inches by 40 of the Pittsburgh Daylight that's going to grace your walls. I'm quite honored to have my work in this great TV radio station.
And other connections that you have around Pittsburgh where people could see your work?
My biggest commission back in the day was Mr. Rooney, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Heinz Field still hangs there right in the lobby. at Heinz Field. So as a
that's a big one.
That's a big one. As a fan, an artist, and a sports nut and a Steeler fan, it's still there. And that put me on the map when I started my hung my shingle up back in 2000, Larry.
Wasn't Ambassador Rooney just an absolutely extraordinary human being?
Above and beyond that. And he gave me my first shot. And that was my first. If I didn't have him, I don't know if I'd still be in business. That was this. I needed a sign, hang a shingle up, become an artist in Pittsburgh, you know, 20 years ago. Yeah, right.
And he recognized your talent.
He recognized whatever that talent
Loved
was.
Loved the fact that you're a hometown guy.
And he commissioned me. He said, Joano, they gave me the final architectural drawings of Heinz Field back in 2000 and said, make it come alive. And I put the Steeler logo is the sun. It's in the sun in the sky. That was my inspiration, and everything else came from that.
And he loved it.
Oh, he loved it. It's still there.
I heard Danny Boy yesterday driving. I was flipping. Oh. And, you know, I thought of Ambassador Rooney.
Yes.
And what a loss, but what a treasure he was because, you know, he became the ambassador.
To Ireland. And then the Pittsburgh, what he's done for us all.
And that was 10 years ago. And his son, Jim, wrote a beautiful story about his dad.
Yes.
And so we associate him so closely with the Steelers, obviously, yeah, and rightfully so.
There's more than that to the man.
So much more, more. And because of him, your art now flourishes.
Right. That was the hook back in the day.
Jono, when did you know that you had a talent to do what you do to your paints, your painting, your artistry? I'm always jealous of people that have, I should say envious, because we all have our thing.
I was born in Munhall, but I grew up in Dormont. After recuperating from my big surgery that saved my life, I got cans of Rust-Oleum, and I went to the Dormont Library, got art books on Picasso's and Van Gogh's, and I copied them to the T in Rust-Oleum, and I cleaned my brushes out with gasoline inside a garage. So if that didn't kill me...
Wow. You must have an angel on your shoulder.
Big time. And then I started, I guess if I was going to be a musician, I would copy the Stones or Beatles. So I was doing that. And then I was encouraged by other people I met, you know, quit copying. And start painting from your heart, your time, your dreams. And that's just led to, so whatever that talent is, it's a gift. That's my journey.
What was it about Picasso that got your
attention? He changed the way we see art. I mean, when he was younger, he was painting. He could paint stuff dead on as far as the illustration. Then he started doing all the other stuff, whatever you want to call it. He changed the way we see art, and I just loved it. I love Van Gogh and Pollock, but Picasso was my main guy back then, inspiration for me to move forward.
I'm seeing now. I'm looking at this piece you did of the city, and I'm, you have a unique signature. How would you describe your art that makes it different from anybody else's?
I've been called a lot of things as long as they keep calling me. I go by impressionistic or fluid. I like fluid.
Right.
I've been
Paul and I are trying to become more fluid.
Fluid.
Only this would be painting with our tongues.
Okay. Is that wine or garlic?
it's an art form, I guess.
You're a foodie.
We're looking at it right now. This is the golden triangle,
yes.
And you've got the skyline and all the
spectacular.
You know, Jono's known for his colors, but then there's all this stuff going on in the air. What is that? What do you see happening there?
It's just life in general. It's moving. We have one of the most beautiful cities in America. This is my take on it. I did this back in 2004, and it's so hugely popular.
Yeah. And it's done with enamel and sand.
Sand. Monongahela River sand.
Monongahela River sand. Thanks, first of all, Jono.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy to help out, Larry. Anything for you?
Well, every time I see you, you're doing something for somebody else. And that's kind of the theme of what we're looking for. And you know, with the gravity of the news, and that goes on every day
in
every city.
Yes, it does.
It sometimes is hard to imagine there are so many more good people doing the right thing than there are the other.
Yeah, the tough news makes the headlines.
Yes.
There's so much more good, it's the backstories, which would be the front story.
And we try to find a balance, at least for this event, at least for the night, but you participate in so many different ways to help other organizations. And I'm looking at the list of where your artwork is on display. I mean, we talked about Dan Rooney.
Mr. Rooney,
felt that he had.
He was.
You a
that
great
was the
start.
Right, it was. That's, he started my career. He was the first one.
But I'm also interested in former President George H.W. Bush Senior. That's 41. How did you make contact with a former president of the United States?
Well, my studio. I'm in the Southside Slopes. Been up there for almost 20 years. 18th Arlington Browns Road. I get a call back in May 2007. It's L.C. Hillman, the late, great L.C. Hillman.
Yes.
Friend of many.
Billionaire, philanthropist. Billionaire,
and she helped President Bush get elected back in the day. There was a connection. So she said, John, are you sitting down? I says, absolutely, L.C., what can I do for you? Because we had a great relationship. She says, you're going to do a painting for George. I said, George who? She went to explain, former President Bush, she turned him on to my website, and he loved the idea I get sand from the river, and he liked how I paint. So they were corresponding letters or phone calls, and this is, to my knowledge, this commission was done before I even knew about it. She said, George says, I would like a painting for my presidential library, Texas A&M, up front and center. Do you think your friend Jono would do a painting? And she said, George, if you want a painting, you'll get one. So she already signed off, unbeknownst to me.
So she made the deal with President Bush.
Bush.
41. Yep. And then said to your post.
It was a done deal.
But then he started corresponding with you.
Right. After I did the painting, he was up in Kennebunkport. He absolutely loved it, which is, I was a little nervous because you never know. This is his likeness, and this is how presidents want to be remembered. I'm a Pittsburgh guy here all the way down in Texas. So he sent me a thank you letter. And then since then, we communicated by letters. I think I have 9 of them now. And that was the last one stopped a few years back when he got pretty sick.
Oh, those are keepers.
Oh, man. And little was about my art. Other things, my dad was on his way passing to the next life. He was telling me stories about his dad. And so it's not even about art or business. It was about personal stories he was conveying to me. And I just thought that was so cool.
It seems, I watched the documentary 41 about his life, and boy, you forget, he's another
incredible
one of those good
life.
Guys, and devoid of the politics part for a yeah. lot of people, one way or the other.
Yes.
Just a good human being.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and I'm looking at your art was on Will and Grace.
Twice already.
Twice, and now I hear it's coming back.
They say this fall, deal with Hollywood, it's a Pittsburgh connection. They love my work, and I just want to leave it at that. And they know I exist, and I'm two down already.
Hey, quick L.C. Hillman story. So we used to do the gingerbread house for Children's Hospital down right across from where the ice rink is.
Oh, yes.
In the plaza.
Right, yeah.
And L.C. Hillman came in. She was obviously very generous and very kind.
Wonderful.
And Rob Pratt was with me doing sports that day. And Rob is a big train enthusiast. He's got all, you know, he's an aficionado. He knows everything there is to know.
Okay.
So we had a special KDKA car. What was a premium item if you made a donation for Children's Hospital.
Right.
So Elsie said, my son's into trains.
Mm-hmm.
He bought the Orient Express. And Rob goes, what edition is that? Is that Lionel? And she goes, no, he bought the Orient Express, the real one.
Because she can.
Yes. I thought that was
That's Elsie.
Fantastic. All right. Before time runs out, you got a couple of other things going on.
Yes. Through the convention, we had the Home and Garden Show. There's a place called Imagio Glass Design. Myself, Maria, mariasideas.com, and our good friend J.P. DeRoll, who's an excellent Pittsburgh photographer, all of us are partnered with this place. They print on glass. There's no more grout anymore. You can put glass behind your backsplashes, in your bathrooms, murals. Our work, we signed an exclusive deal with them just a few days ago. So this is so new to Pittsburgh. It's called ImagioGlassDesign.com. Then also, too, if you had to pick the most iconic mill of Pittsburgh, what would you think?
Oh, boy. We had a bunch of them.
I know we're out of time. Homestead.
Yeah, that's, sure.
Jono. My grandfather was named Yonko, and that from Czechoslovakia. Jono's Yonko. He worked there till 1950. He collapsed and died a week later in Munhall. I never met him. My dad worked there after World War II while I was going to Duquesne. So I'm going to paint this. Nobody's done this. It's going to be 30 feet long, 3 feet high, 8 canvases. I'm going to do the whole mill in its entirety. This is on my big bucket list before I leave this earth. I'm going to start it this year.
You're not going anywhere soon, are you?
I hope not. Garlic and beer will keep me going. Garlic and wine.
And when will this be done?
I'm hoping within a year, maybe sooner. And this is just a side project for all the other things I do. So I'm just putting it out in the world, young man.
You got to see Jono's work and go to Jono's art.
Jono'sart.com.
And kdkradio.com. We'll also have a link.
Oh, thank you.
And want to show, you can see what he has generously donated for our Hometown Heroes event a week from Tuesday. Go to kdkradio.com/heroes for ticket information. And Smokey Robinson, You're going to want to hear that coming up, Jono.
Absolutely.
Keep up the great work.
Same to you, Larry. Thank you.
You got a gift. You.
We all do. It's just how you use them.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.